and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Following the gospel just read, we find this verse where Jesus says, "Truly I say to you, among those born of woman there is risen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." On these last two Sundays before Christmas, these last two Sundays of the Advent season, the gospel readings direct our thoughts to John the Baptist, the one who prepared the way for Christ's coming. The Lord Jesus himself called John the greatest born of women, a prophet and more than a prophet. And all of that John the Baptist had surely been. He was never one to mince words. He called a spade. He said to the self-righteous scribes and Pharisees, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" And he tells King Herod plainly, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother Philip's wife. It is not lawful for you to have your brother Philip's wife." So where had all this gotten him? He winds up in the loneliness and misery of King Herod's dungeon. Herod still securely on his throne, and the scribes and the Pharisees firmly in possession of their power. And so John sends his disciples to Jesus with the anxious question, in which the whole meaning and purpose of his life is at stake. Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? As if to say, can it be that I've been deceived? Or worse yet, have I deceived others? The point is this. If even this great witness to the Lord Jesus knew times of agonizing doubt, you and I need not be too surprised nor even too greatly distressed by our own times of darkness and doubt. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, although fully God, is also our fully human brother. And we are told in the scriptures that he was tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. He cried out in the gloom and darkness of the cross, my God, why?" We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. And that means that the struggle with doubt remains a lifelong struggle with our fallen human nature, our old Adam, which is never really content to walk by faith, but always is looking for some kind of proof that we can touch and see. So what sort of answer does Jesus give to John's anxious question? Not deliverance from Herod's dismal dungeon. Only this simple word, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear and the dead are raised up. And then this climax, and the poor have good news preached to them. And the poor have good news preached to them. Well, who are the poor? Jesus' Beatitudes from his Sermon on the Mount answers that question. Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. The poor in spirit know that in themselves they are nothing, and Jesus is everything. They are those who know that they can't make a case for themselves in the judgment that will surely come, but depend entirely on Christ's mercy. John, languishing in prison, is such a poor one. And so to him this good news is preached. No miraculous deliverance from prison, not even a vision of angels, but only a word. But such a word. Jesus, the Word of God made flesh. The enfleshed love and mercy of God, for all who despair of themselves and look to him alone, as we sing, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And to you and me, this same word that is Jesus is given. Through the simple words of Holy Scripture, which is Jesus' book, every last bit of it about him. And through the plain water of baptism, through which all our doubt is pardoned and the Holy Spirit given. And through the word of forgiveness spoken by the pastor, put there by Christ to do just that. And through the lowly bread and wine, where all unseen, his true body and his true blood are mysteriously yet truly given us to eat and to drink. Now none of this can be seen. Not the Holy Spirit in baptism, not God speaking through the scriptures and the pastor's words, not the body and blood in the hallowed bread and cup. None of this can be seen with the eyes of the body. None of this can be touched. Like John languishing in Herod's prison, you and I have only Jesus' word to go on. As the author of the letter to the Hebrews writes, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Or as the Revised English Bible translates it, blessed are those who do not find me an obstacle to faith, this meek and lowly Messiah, who comes not with irresistible power, but with utterly rejectable love. Yes, among those born of women, says Jesus, there has risen no one greater than John the Baptist, yet he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. He that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he, greater than John. And if we ask, who is this least in the kingdom of heaven? The answer is that this least in the kingdom of heaven is the Lord Christ himself, who, though he is God, assumes the form of a slave, humbling himself, making himself nothing, is obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Or to ask again, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. John heard and believed the simple word of Jesus, and he went on to seal his faith with his blood. We too hold to the simple word, Jesus the Word made flesh, Jesus alone, Jesus in the manger, Jesus on the cross. The only true image of the God we cannot see is Jesus himself. Himself the shining forth of the Father's glory, and in him alone we rest until that last and great day when faith gives way to sight and hope to fulfillment, and we then see him face to face. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.